your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Well, hello, folks. This is Paula T. Webb of the Institute of Trading Psychology, coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, April 27, 2025. I hope you guys all had a great Easter and a great after Easter week and didn't eat too much chocolate. Okay, so thank you all for the emails this past week. And I did want to make a correction from last week's show when I was talking about the miracle that Mark Douglas had on the expressway in Chicago. I called the lug wrench a crowbar. So obviously, you guys can tell how many tires I've ever changed in my life. Zero. Okay, so thank you for pointing that out to me. I knew it wasn't the right word, but I just couldn't figure out. I couldn't get the right word. So yes, it's called a lug wrench. I know that. I just, in the moment, nothing came to my brain because, again, I have never changed a tire. I've watched people change tires, but I've never done it myself. So thank you for pointing that out. And, you know, we'll, and keep pointing it out, guys. If I say an incorrect word or term, you know, don't worry about it. Just let me know. And we'll have a good chuckle about it the following week. All right. So, so we were talking last week about miracles. Okay. And the reason that I bring this up is because a lot of you want to know who Mark was, what he was like. And you know, I've shared a lot of things on my, you know, in my show and other podcasts with other hosts and stuff, but you're not really going to get to know who he was until his biography comes out. And I got to be honest with you folks. I've started the book. I've worked on the book for several years now, and it's a little too personal yet, having lost him so soon. So, and when I say soon, I mean in terms of chronological age, not the fact that it's been, you know, 9 years since he's left us. But there are some things when I get to, and then I just kind of go down a memory lane, and you know, I can't keep writing. So I am working on it. So please be patient with me because I really want to make it a really nice story. And I don't want it to come across as being sad or maudlin or, oh my gosh, you know, kind of energy. I really want it to be a factual accounting of who he was and how we began this journey together and the journey that I'm on now, moving forward with everything that we had planned originally from the very beginning and how it's taken on a new life form, given, you know, today's world climate in terms of economies and political events. So I really want to make it a really great read for you guys. So sorry, I'm not the kind of person that has ghostwriters, which, you know, I've met with several of them. They're fantastic ghostwriters. And so, well, just give me the facts, ma'am, and, you know, we'll take it from there. And I can't do it. I really want to write it myself because I'm really the only one that knew him. So, you know, I lived with him for 30 years. We did everything for 30 years together. So a ghostwriter, I'd still have to be sitting there next to them, talking to them. And it just doesn't really flow the way I want it to. So just like I said, bear with me. So the reason that I'm bringing this up again about daily miracles is because this is something that Mark and I, as I've said previously, Mark and I truly believe that, you know, every day can be full of miracles if you choose to allow it. Okay. And like I said in the previous show, just getting a parking space, you know, at a crowded mall during wintertime is awesome. That is a small miracle. Not everybody gets parking spots. And, you know, it's a little thing, but it's little things like that that add up to how you perceive opportunity in the markets. Because if you don't believe that you're going to have these small miracles in your life at any given time, at any given moment, because they can appear out of nowhere, then you're not going to believe that you're going to see opportunity, much less take profit out of the markets at any given time, at any given moment while trading. This is the way it works, guys. We are spiritual beings living a physical human experience. And we have to relearn how to meld our sense of spirituality into our physical experience. This is what we're here on Earth for. One of the reasons. And part of that spiritual experience, being a spiritual being, is believing that there is a higher power, that there is a God that is giving you information, i.e. opportunities, to grab a hold of, to strengthen your faith in believing in you. Okay? Now, look, I know we all have bad days. You know, I was having a bad day last week. Well, several days, actually, because of a good friend who was going through a rough time with his son and just not being able to give his son tough love, and which ultimately led to his son being arrested. And, you know, it's hard not to say I told you so, but, you know, I did tell him, and he didn't listen. And his son never had any repercussions, and, you know, and that kind of thing. So I was caught in an emotional drama of feeling bad for my friend, being angry at his son for putting my friend through this trauma, because we're like family, this friend of mine. And I had to step back and say, okay, you know, I did the best I could with the information that I had, but it was still up to my friend to believe the best thing that he needed to do for his son was to say no or stop it and stop just giving him money. So we all have bad days. All right. And so during those 3 days when I was working with my friend with his situation, I did not trade. There was no way I could trade, number one, because the situation was pretty bad. And, you know, and I've never been exposed to someone who got arrested. I mean, never in my life. Don't know the first thing about it. So once that all happened, then my friend's crying to me saying, oh my God, you know, where is he? I got to bail him out. And there was just this whole realm of drama that all of a sudden, just by giving my friend advice, now I was sucked into to a certain degree. And we all want to be there for our friends. This was just something new for me. So there was no way I could trade because I was not 100%. Now, for me, the miracle in this situation was his son got arrested, finally, to cool his jets. And, you know, he got a big spanking. And that's exactly what he needed. So to me, that was a miracle. But of course, to my friend, it was the most awful thing that happened on the planet of the earth. Now, you may think I'm digressing here, but I'm not, because I'm just talking about real life here. It happens, whether it's to us personally or through a good friend or a family member. And then we have to determine how we are going to manage that energy. Are we going to be angry at God? Are we going to be upset with ourselves? Are we going to be upset with the other people in the situation? But more importantly, we have to understand that these events happen for a reason. You have to believe that they happen for a reason. Now, will his son get out of jail and become a better person? I don't know. But I'm done with it. I'm done with that part of the situation because that's, you know, he's not my son. I did my best. I gave the best advice and held my friend's hand after his son got arrested. So my point being is, to me, that was also a small miracle for me because in my work as a chaplain with the Sheriff's Department here in Riverside County, I'm on critical scenes. I'm on call 24/7 to bring comfort to families. And sometimes people get arrested during those events. And sometimes those family members will ask me, well, what happens now? And I never had that information because that's not really my job. Okay. But now, having been through this experience with my friend whose son got arrested, now I know how long it takes to get processed and, you know, which jail they might go to, depending on the charges, how the bail bonds worked. So now I have all this information that if I'm on scene as a chaplain, I can provide a little more details to family members who have a loved one who got arrested. So for me, even though it was frustrating for a couple of days, at the end of that experience, I looked at it as God just gave me a little miracle because now I have more information to do what needs to be done, if needed, in my job as a chaplain. This is the kind of connections we have to make as traders. We are spiritual beings. We are physical beings. Physically, we point and click the mouse. But spiritually, we have to tap into that higher sense of ourselves saying, yes, we are going to be guided to all those opportunities where we can take profit. This is what Mark believed. This is why we got together so many years ago, because we thought alike. We truly believed that God directs us to how, whatever level of prosperity we choose to allow ourselves to have. So I'm not digressing here when I give you these stories. I'm giving you life examples to bring into your life experiences so you can become better traders. And I'm sure you guys all have your own stories. You can probably send me countless emails saying, hey, this happened and this happened. And hey, you know, maybe I can turn that around and turn it into a little miracle. This is what it's all about, guys. Seeing miracles in everyday life, which means now you're going to see miracle opportunities to take profit at any given moment while trading. If you don't believe in everyday miracles in your everyday life, then you're not going to see any miracles of opportunity in the markets. The two are completely interrelated. They're connected. It's all part of who you are. It's all part of believing in yourself and your connection to your higher power and God. So, you know, when I tell you these stories, these little miracle stories, they add up. They add up to bigger and better ones. And that's exactly how it works in the markets. Small profits, they add up. Small profits add up. We'll be right back. Okay, so, you know, the reason for me to share these personal tales with you guys is to help you understand that no matter what happens in the markets each day, it has nothing to do with what happened in the markets yesterday or the days before that from a mental and spiritual perspective. That mental and spiritual perspective you need to have as a disciplined warrior trader. Now, as I've said million times, and you guys know this, I don't have to say it, but I'm going to keep saying it because guys, some of you aren't really grasping it. You know, analysis of back testing is important. Absolutely. You know, just so you get to know your market. Okay. Like I've said before I trade any stock, I'm going to go see, you know, when was the company formed? When did it go public? Who's been in executive management? What have their salaries been? What are they paying their stockholders? You know, what's the chart look like for the last 5, 10 years or however long they've been in business? Okay. And that's going to determine my criteria on whether it's a good buy or sell based on my criteria. Okay. Based on, you know, what I'm looking to take from that stock. All right, whether it's long-term or short-term. And that means I have to have the clearest, most focused mindset on determining what criteria I'm going to use to trade anything, whether stocks or financials or whatever. And so there wouldn't be any technical analysis with regard to my criteria that would make any difference to my trading results. Meaning, the technical analysis is just reading a chart. But, the background information, that's going to give you a bigger picture. Same with, let's just say T-bonds. If you go back and say, hey, when did first T-bonds first come on the scene? What has the pricing been over the years? How many times were they in a fast market? How many times did they go over X amount in open interest or bids and offers? You might want to get into all that. And a lot of guys do, especially if they're engineers. So all I'm saying is that all disciplined traders with a warrior mindset have to know that if their mind is not in alignment with their goals, then, they're not going to perceive opportunity, much less take care of it. So, as I've said before, I got three charts here. The first chart is how am I physically feeling? The second one is what am I thinking about? And the third one is, am I spiritually ready to trade? Now, I jokingly call these the three amigos, but the point is, you have to determine every single day, how am I physically feeling before you put on any trade? You write down today's date, ask yourself, do I have a headache, an upset stomach, am I tired? What percentage? Yes, no, maybe so, 20%, 50%. How am I feeling like revenge trading? Do I have a fearful or racing heart? Am I hesitating? Am I angry? Do I feel hopeless? Do I feel perfect? And so forth. And then the next table. What am I thinking about right now before you start trading? What's at the foremost of your mind? Are you upset with a partner, spouse, children? Upset over a losing trade? Are you beating yourself up with negative self-talk from yesterday's trading? Are you upset that you didn't follow your rules? Are you fearful you won't make it as a trader? Worried how to pay for, you fill in the blanks, your bills? You think you're an embarrassment to your family due to lack of trading results? Or something else? And the third one, am I spiritually ready to trade? Have I done my affirmations? Have I said my prayers? What's my daily goal? Do I have a mantra? Do I believe in my higher power? Do I believe God wants me to be wealthy? Or I'm in perfect alignment with God and my financial goals. So you have to say yes or no. And what percentage you believe in that? So the purpose of these three tables is to help you be able to see past what you have been programmed to believe, or like I like to quote from the hit song Hotel California, to be able to see past what we are programmed to receive. So you can become physically, emotionally, and spiritually fit, in tune with your innermost warrior spirit, in touch with your dreams of achieving the greatest wealth you can as a trader. You have to get to a mindset where you no longer have to be afraid to do what you want to do. Because when you know what you are thinking, then you will know what you believe about yourself. In other words, folks, you have to learn to get out of your own way. And using these three tables will help you see how to step into a higher sense of your winning warrior mindset. Why? And I know a lot of you folks ask me this because it's like, gosh, I got to write all this stuff down. I just want to get to trading. Yeah, well, if you don't do the journal work, you're not going to have an account to trade with. When you learn how to get out of your own way and give yourself permission to become the best trader you can be, you will be subscribing to the universal laws of prosperity. And they exist, folks. These are actual universal laws. It's in each one of our DNA makeup. I know you guys have been, some of you have been arguing with me about this. You know, hey, you know, it's some people just aren't meant to trade. Well, that is true. But those people that don't make it as traders are choosing not to do what needs to be done. It's a choice. Now, to each of you that are out there working at another career while you're learning how to trade, you made a career choice to be in your particular career, right? I mean, everybody does. And you had to get an education for that career, whether it's, you know, hands-on or through some sort of educational institution, right? Because those are the rules to do, you know, to work in that field, whatever field it is. Even waitresses have to go through a training period. And I'm not putting waitresses down because I've been a waitress a couple times in my life. All I'm saying is that it doesn't matter what job you have, you still have a learning curve to go through. And you make that decision to step into that learning curve because you know that's what you have to do. These are just the way, it's just the way business works. And if you take that a step further, as Martin Luther King always said, if you're going to be someone who sweeps the streets and cleans the streets, be the best street cleaner you can. Because that's what you were born to do. Meaning, be the best at whatever you're doing in any given moment. And when you believe that you can do the best you can do at any given moment in any other area in your life, then you attract those small miracles. You see them now. Now you're seeing the opportunities because you are being the best person you can be. And you get these rewards. You get that parking spot. You get the green lights on the way to a hockey game or an athletic event or to a concert. These little things add up. And then when you start subscribing to the universal laws of prosperity, then you start believing that you, just like any other wealthy person on this planet, were created to be just as wealthy. If you subscribe to that, you have to believe it, folks. You know, I get some flack every once in a while from traders saying, because I say I'm the best of the best. I am. I'm the best of the best at what I do. And you know why? Because I believe in myself. I believe I'm worth every single penny I earn and more. And because I know God has a plan for me to be as wealthy as I choose to be. And I step into that. Just today, I got a delivery 3 days early of some furniture. That's a small miracle. In my world. We'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, so before those of you listening send me emails this week talking about me considering a small miracle. Let me elaborate a little bit on that. I have some events that I host for clients here, and you know, about 3-4 times a year. And I just wanted to update my living room furniture, and the only thing I could find was online, just some end tables, and they weren't going to come in for 2 weeks, so I had to push back one of my events. Which, you know, okay, it's not that big of a deal, but kind of messed up my calendar a little bit. So I thought, okay, well, whatever. At least they're on their way. And, you know, I hope they look as good as they did on the website. So I get an email this morning before I had sent out the schedule change for my event and telling me they were going to be delivered today. So I didn't have to end up rescheduling my event with my clients. That's a small miracle, guys. Okay. So I didn't have to come up with an explanation. I didn't have to inconvenience anyone. It's little things like that. And I know some of you say, well, you repeat this because you guys don't believe it. And, you know, until you believe it, then you're not going to see all the opportunity in the market. Now, my good friend, Joe Carocchio, who wrote the book Law of Distraction and Interruption, wrote, for anyone to say there is a fixed natural order of the universe seems to be an excuse not to try or accept failure. Great accomplishments, deeds, inventions, and happiness are achieved by people who never give up. People who know and believe that the only constant is being open to change. Now, I don't remember what Mark might have said in some of those pirated videos, but I know at least in our workshops, we talked about change. Now, I know that sounds like a contradiction because when I say that you have to be open to change in your mindset, that doesn't mean, change your rules every couple weeks. It doesn't mean change your time frame every couple weeks. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that even though you have your criteria for your specific market or markets on what you're looking for to get in or get out or take profit, you still have to be open to the understanding that anything can and will happen in the markets. Now, I know a lot of you know this because you've experienced drawdowns and then you call me and, you know, we have to help you work through that. So most traders that I work with, I would say they give lip service to that comment about anything can and will happen in the markets at any given moment. But they truly don't believe it because we come from a society where you do this, you get that. It's just the way, I mean, we're programmed that from, you know, probably before we even went to kindergarten. So I understand it's a concept that's difficult because it really only applies to trading. It doesn't apply in relationships. Well, we'll get into that another format, but you know, it really doesn't apply too much to relationships, to other jobs, to really anything else in life, to driving, athletics, you know, staying healthy. You know, you do this, you get that. You do this, you'll feel better. You do this, you'll be healthy. But with trading, you can do everything right and still lose money. And that's where you have to believe in a higher power. Now, Native Americans don't really have a religion because originally they were really kind of more in tune with the earth and the spirit world, kind of like the ancient Gaelic people, of course, who I'm descended from. And so they knew, and I talked about this with you earlier about where decorating Christmas trees came from. But, you know, a lot of Native people and ancient cultures believed that everything was ensouled. Everything has a spirit. And you may think I'm crazy, but I'm going to tell you right now, Mark believed this too. Our computers have a soul. The soul is what we put into it. I don't know how many times you've ever yelled at your computer when it locked up or something didn't work right, and it just made things worse. Now, I'm not saying that you should wake up and tell your computer that you love it every morning, but energy is energy. It doesn't matter if it's electricity. If you are spewing negative energy at anything, it's going to pick up on that. And I'm sure you've all read about Dr. Emoto, and he wrote those books in the 90s about, he did experiments on what happened to water when it was spoken to nicely and when it was spoken to negatively. And he took pictures of it under the microscope. So this is science, guys, okay? Everything has an energy field. And if your energy field is not in alignment with your financial goals, then you're not going to see profit-taking opportunities in the markets. Now, when I say things like this, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just explaining to you, this is how it works. This is reality. This is the universal laws of cause and effect. So if you're entering into the markets with a sense of dread or hesitation or fear of loss or anything that's less than positive, then your focus is going to be limited to what you're afraid isn't going to happen or what you're afraid is going to happen, whatever fear you have, instead of being focused on, hey, I can take some money here. So this is why I bring all these stories into play, guys, so you can learn how to use everything in your everyday life and turn that around and say, hey, you know what? I learned from this. I learned from that. And hey, this was a good experience. And start adding up all those learning experiences and those positive events that happened to you, no matter how big or small, no matter how recent or how far back they happen. Because the more you do that, the more you get in touch with your higher power. And that tells your higher power, that tells your brain, that tells your heart, that tells your soul, hey, I like myself. I believe in myself. And I'm going to be a really successful trader. This is the mental and spiritual attitude that the best traders have. Now we've talked about Warren Buffett and how, oh, he made his first billion, you know, 50 years ago, you know, whatever century he made it in. But the point was, he made it because he believed in himself. There's no billionaire out there today that didn't believe in himself. I mean, not that I necessarily care for Bill Gates, but look what he and Steve Jobs started. Neither one of them finished college, and they started their empires in one of their parents' garages. So come on. Think about it. My dad started his career all on his own, never went to college. He was a chemical engineer, and he got hired by one of the biggest chemical companies on the planet at the time, which was Mobil Chemical. They bought it, they licensed his patents. He did it from scratch in his apartment. So, you know, Mark and I built this from scratch. So you got to think about this, guys. You got to ask yourself, how much do I believe in what I'm doing? I believe in what I'm doing. I wouldn't be here every week telling you about this if I didn't. Believing in yourself is where it's at. It's not being conceited. It's not being narcissistic. It just means you know where you're headed and what you're going to accomplish. Stop letting anybody else talk you out of your goals. Stop letting yourself talk you out of your goals. If you have problems, set up an appointment with me. We'll work through it. I'll give you exercises to work on to help you determine what your stumbling blocks are. That's what I'm here for. You're not going to get everything you need through this radio show, because there are still things that need to be done one-on-one, because all traders have specific challenges unique to them. So start believing in yourself, guys. Folks, sorry. I'll get rid of that guy's word. I promise. So start believing in you. I believe in you. And if I believe in you and you're just out there, you know, in the dark, if I believe in you already, then why don't you believe in you? I know you've got it in you to be the best trader you can be. So start writing that down on your pad of paper. I know I can be the best trader I can be. I am the best trader I can be every single trading day. Start affirming that. Say it out loud before you start trading every day. Just like I do in the shower every morning. I say my affirmations. It's very powerful when you say it out loud. It's amazing. As I told you previously, it's amazing how quick things can turn around when you say it out loud, wherever you're at. I just like saying it in the shower. So start believing in the miracle of you. Because you are a miracle. You have God's DNA in you. No matter what you do, no matter what happens, God loves you. He doesn't care how many drawdowns you have. He doesn't care how many times you don't follow your rules. He wants you to do better. And he's there for you to guide you along the way if you allow him. I ask God for just about everything in my life. Everything. Okay, which route should I take? Who should I call? How should I do this? How should I do that? And then I listen. That's the way it works, guys. Believe in the miracle of you. And we'll be right back. Okay, folks, so this has been leading up to this part of the show. And, you know, not so long ago, the federal government would never, let me rephrase that. Not so long ago, the federal government prohibited pharmaceutical companies from putting commercials on TV and on radio. They knew back then that they would inundate the cable programming and, you know, the airwaves, and they knew the damaging effect of implying that people are sick. That's why they stopped allowing commercials about cigarettes. And yet, now today, I mean, I'm working on another book with another chaplain about this. I started counting the number of medical commercials in between segments of you know, cable shows, and there's a minimum of 7 pharmaceutical medication commercials, and the commercial length has expanded from like 2 to 3 minutes to sometimes 7 or 8 minutes. And every single one of those commercials was touting some sort of medication. Oh, if you're feeling this, then you need to take that. Oh, but if you're on this, but you're not feeling 100%, well, you might have to add this as well. So they're not only talking about one medication. In some of these commercials, they're saying, well, you know, maybe this medication isn't giving you everything you need, so you should see your doctor about adding this into the mix. That's absolutely outrageous, and it's really disgusting. Okay, because now we've become a society of ill-minded people. Ill-minded people. That's why I'll mute the TV and walk out of the room while these commercials are on. You've got people dancing to songs because they're so happy they're on medications. It's absolutely despicable, all right? And yet, they still won't allow commercials for cigarettes. Cigarettes that cause cancer. But they're fully willing, the pharmaceutical companies are fully willing, and along, you know, with no more regulations against it by the feds, they're fully willing to create create an illness mindset in the viewing public. Now think about this. Now, on top of that, then you've got social media. You've got all these people that are called influencers, okay? They're usually in their 20s, I don't know, maybe early 30s, usually young people. You know, most of them are probably good looking or thin or whatever. I don't know what they're influencing it personally, because I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter anymore. You know, that's not my main form of communication. So, countless traders will come to me for coaching. And even while we're in the coaching session that they're paying for, I can hear their phone dinging or their computer dinging, and they're on social media while they're actually having a session with me. So now they're completely unfocused or completely distracted. And I'll call them out on it. I'll say, what are you doing? Oh, well, you know, there's this, you know, this person I'm following and blah, blah, blah. It's not always about trading. All right. And if you're following someone and you have an appointment to talk to me or any other provider, you can record that. You can have that recorded. You're just going to go to their website or go to their YouTube page or Instagram page and go look it up. So for any trader out there that allows any social media to interrupt our session, but more importantly, their own trading session, well, that's pretty ridiculous. That means you're not a trader. You're not taking this seriously. Trading is one of the few business adventures that you cannot multitask at. You're either a trader or you're not. Period. The end. Okay? And if you're going to listen to these commercials tell you, oh, well, you know, oh, you may be depressed, you may have diabetes, you may have heart failure, you may have this, you may have that, then you're all of a sudden, you're going to start feeling an ache and a pain, or you're going to start, oh, I'm thirsty, I must have diabetes. And now you've allowed someone else to program you and take you away from your goals of making a lot of money as a trader. Now, you got to think about this, guys, because this is where it's going forward. This is the wave of trading. This is the true essence of trading. Warren Buffett didn't become a billionaire because he thought he was sick, physically or mentally. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs didn't become who they are. They didn't create what they created because they thought they were sick, mentally or physically. They had extreme focus on their goals, and nothing was going to deter them from that. Now, yes, I understand Steve Jobs died of cancer. That's not what I'm saying, though. Look at the empire that he built long before he got sick. And we don't know why he got sick. I mean, you know, you never know why people get cancer unless they were at Chernobyl or something. But so my point being is, why are you allowing anything else, anyone else, to, quote, influence you and take you away from your focus as a trader? And don't just say, oh, well, you know, I'm just checking it for a second. Oh, I'll be real quick. No, no, no. That's not the way it works. When you're trading, it's all you should be doing is trading. Period. The end. When you divert your focus, poof, you're toast. That's it. You're done. You're no longer a trader, and you're no longer acting like a business professional. Business, meaning business, trading is a business. And you guys need to really understand that. And a lot of you don't. I don't understand how you could not understand it's a business. Stop being on social media. Stop listening to commercials tell you you're sick. My goodness. We've been telling you guys this for 15, 20 years. And now look at all the commercials on TV. I mean, they're incessant. Why do you think they're incessant? Because they want to keep you from focusing on making the wealth you desire. If you want to make it as a trader, then you have to start thinking like it. You have to believe it. And you have to start acting like it. Now, I'm here to give you all that advice one-on-one. PaulaTWebb.com, 760-636-4290. Anytime, any place. We'll do the workshop there. We'll do the workshop here. Consultations are done over the phone. So we're going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Have a great trading week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.